The crisis situation in Haiti continues to escalate. Last week, a human rights group in the country released figures showing that kidnappings in the country had dramatically increased in the first 3 months of the year. The risk of kidnapping for Haitians is just one piece of a wider crisis, with escalating gang violence, a food shortage, a constitutional and law enforcement crisis, an idea that's often floated as some sort of solution to the problems plaguing Haiti, is a military intervention led by nearby countries such as the US, Canada, and Mexico. But all three nations seem reluctant to wade into the ongoing crisis in the country, and some experts think that a military intervention would only exacerbate the issues that have plagued the nation for years now. One of those experts is Monique Kleska. She's a former United Nations official based in Port-au-Prince, and she's a member of the Commission to Search for a Haitian Solution. She joins me now. Monique, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Deepa.
Monique, let's start with you helping us briefly understand who is in power in Haiti now and why that group of power brokers is not aiding Haiti's ability to recover.
You have Ariel Henry, who is in power. He has been in power for the last 21 months. He has the support of the economic elite of Haiti, so they are in power. And he is complicit with the gangs, so they are also in power. And in addition, he also has the support of the United States, Canada, France, the UN, and so they are in power. So I think we have to be very clear to say that these are the people who are in power and who are keeping the rest of us hostage.
And why is it that the United States and these foreign governments are supporting Ariel Henry, who is leading Haiti, but he's not elected?
Well, there are two things. He is the de facto prime minister put there. There is no leadership skills that he has shown in the 21 months he has been there. Now, to your question of why would the United States, that prones democracy throughout the world, support a man who is in cahoots with the gangs, a man who has done nothing in 21 months except to bring us desolation, corruption, and death. I cannot understand why Joe Biden would support a man like this. It is beyond comprehension. We do not get it.
And I want to ask you, Monique, do you think there is consensus about what you have just been telling us about Ariel Henry and his collusion with the gangs? Would many people agree with you on that?
Oh, I would think so. I mean, I can bet on it. When you read newspapers, when you listen to the radio, you watch TV, social media, people are cursing Ariel Henry for doing nothing. People are calling him all sorts of names for being impotent in front of the crisis. Mm-hmm. He has done nothing. He has not lifted one little finger to do anything. Whereas if anything happens in any country, he's the first to tweet to say, well, you know, a solidarity with that country. But in Haiti, no.
It seems like he is a large part of the problem, this self-appointed prime minister of Haiti right now. The solutions that others are proposing, like foreign military intervention, that I know you disagree with, as do many others, would it be as simple as getting him out of the way?
Or no, no.
Is it
no.
deeper than that?
It is deeper than that. It is a structural problem. We have a governance system that is based on corruption and that has festered in the last 11 years. And it is incestuous in that between the political elite and the business elite, that it is rotten. And
Yeah.
so what we are saying is we need for the United States, Canada, the international community to listen to us and to say, listen, we hear you. We hear that you have a Haitian solution. You want a two-year plan that can level the playing field, get rid of this criminal organization. We know it will not be easy, but we must start somewhere. And
so
so we can
put some
get
flesh
some
on those bones for
humanitarian.
Us, Monique. Spell out the two-year plan, because you and others have put a lot of time into this, and it seems like it hasn't really gained any traction among the people who could possibly put some weight behind it and make it happen.
Well, the two-year plan, and it has gained some traction in terms of they know of it. What we're saying is that the governance system must change. The second thing, we must get as close to the Constitution of 1987 as possible. The Constitution has a presidential council, and it has a prime minister to execute that. Right now, there is only a prime minister who is illegal and illegitimate. So what we're saying is there must be those two heads of government, and we must find a formula for that. And what we're saying in terms of economics, there must be an economic plan to get back at least some kind of growth going, or at least stop the hemorrhaging, because we've had negative growth for the last 4 to 5 years.
So let me ask you, Monique, there's so much to despair about for the people of Haiti, but I feel in what you and others who wrote this accord have provided is some hope, is a path forward. What needs to happen to bring this to be?
Well, we are building more and more a consensus. We are trying to get more and more of a critical mass of people. And what needs to happen is for people to realize that there is a consensus solution put up by Haitians, and it is hopeful. It has a roadmap that one can follow. And what we need is for others to coalesce around us to tell the people who were supporting Ariel Henry, and to tell Ariel Henry, it's time for you to pack your bags and go, because you cannot do this. He has been in power for 21 months. The U.S. has supported him for 21 months. And at what point do you say it's enough? It's enough killing. But there is a plan to stop it, because what we are offering is not only hope, but it's a transition government that will not be in cahoots with the criminal elements. And it is a transition government that will say, listen, let's get this country running, rather than just fold your arms and then tell the international community, come save me from myself. No. We can do this, and I know we can do this. But what we need is we need the support of others, a critical mass, the diaspora, and all others, as well as foreign governments, to tell Henri, you can no longer do this. You have shown your incompetency for 21 months, and you have shown your bad faith for 21 months. You know, and it's the kind of cry, let my people go. Haiti can rise again.
It's so hopeful. Monique Kleska, thank you so much for joining me. You can find her really probing analysis in Foreign Affairs magazine. Monique, thank you so much.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure. Thank you.